Were you given an ultimatum to fire Davey that would have maybe saved your job? Because that is what fans think.
Again, not discussing it. We had a lot of discussions over the 20 years I've been here. August 24th is my 19th year anniversary would have been. And so we've got a lot of water under the bridge. We've had a lot of decisions to make. We've had a lot of discussions, arguments, yelling matches, hugs, and kisses.
It's not a no.
Mike Rizzo with his first public appearance since being fired on Sunday along with Davey Martinez. He was on his normal spot with the Junkies this morning here on the Team 980 and on the Fan 106.7.3. There were a few sound bites, a few questions that he answered, a lot that he kind of ducked, and the guys did a great job of trying to get a lot out of him. But Mike's a first-class guy, always has been, but there was a little bit that was there that you could certainly take as implication. I said this the other day. It's interesting because unlike Ernie Grunfeld, who was also very well liked by people who worked with him, for him, and by people who dealt with him, like media members, unlike Ernie, Mike Rizzo won a world championship as a general manager and had an incredible 8-year run from 2012 through 2019, where his baseball team made the postseason 5 out of 8 years and won more games than any team in the sport, with the exception of one, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And there were incredible memories made for, you know, such a young, without baseball for 34 years, market. We'll always have those painful memories. Game 5 against the Cardinals, Game 5 at home against the Dodgers, the loss to the Cubs, losing to the Cubs as well in 5 games after Strasburg had pitched so heroically, even though he was sick in Game 4. So many of those memories that were so crucial to building a bond between something new and a town. And he was the steward over that as the general manager. And really, I'm telling you guys, a guy's guy. Like, everybody that was around Mike or had a chance to, you know, have a couple of beers with Mike or hang out with Mike, he was a good guy. But there were reasons. His drafting record, 2012 through 2021, disastrous drafting and developing. Trade-wise, phenomenal. So he was on with the Junkies this morning. You heard him answering the question on, and without really answering it, did the Learners give you an ultimatum to fire Davey Martinez? It sounds, based on his answer, if you're reading tea leaves, that perhaps they did. He was also asked, did you feel handcuffed by ownership in free agency? Here's what he said.
The secret of being a good executive and a good general manager is you do the best you can with what you have. And we've all gone through this, whether you're in baseball or in life in general. You do the best with what you have. And we didn't, in ownership's eyes, we didn't do enough with it. And so they made a change.
All right. So I had two questions for you, Mike. And I'm going to preface this by saying I'm a fan of the team before I am a radio host. So I've always taken the position, and maybe I'm dumb. Maybe I'm just, I actually think I am dumb, but beyond that, like, I've always just taken this position that, okay, it makes sense to me. Maybe ownership and management, whatever, decided we're not going to invest a lot of money in this team right now as we rebuild. And as we get closer, we're going to start spending money again, like we did back in the day, when Ted was around. Will ownership, in your opinion, spend money again to make this team competitive, or are we going to become the Pirates? Because as a fan, that's like, I can't even fathom that.
Yeah, I mean, without taking a shot at the Pirates, they haven't won in since 1979. So right. We've had very very current successes, a long streak of them. We had a really a 8-9 year run of it.
No doubt.
I think that separates us from. But you
in the future though
to lump us into a group that hasn't won in years and hasn't been competitive in years. I think that it's a false narrative. To answer your question, I hope they do.
Right.
To me, it's a smart business move to do, because when it's time to go, you should go.
All right. How about and this,
that
Mike?
That doesn't mean to pour in, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on the free agent market alone, but make trades, take on contracts, do a Gio Gonzalez trade and extend them for a long term and that type of thing. So there's ways to do this the right way for extended success. And I think that there's a blueprint on how to do it already written in the files in Nationals Park.
That, by the way, is feisty Italian Mike Rizzo, whose grandfather Vito was a semi-pro baseball player back in the day, saying, don't lump us in with the Pirates. They haven't won since 79. We are family, those Pirates. We won a World Series title and for 8 years participated in the postseason 5 times. I love that part of the answer, but he also essentially implied, look, there are ways to do it because we did it without being the biggest spending team in baseball. Lastly, they asked him about this criticism. I'm not saying it's new, because if you followed the team, this has been, for the analytics people, they have discussed the Nats as way behind the times when it comes to data-driven decision-making, analytics, etc. So he was asked about what he thought about those that think the Nats need to be more analytically and data-driven.
I know you're sensitive to this idea that the Nats are behind the curve analytically. What do you have to say to people, and especially even some quotes from some
in the media too,
some guys saying, hey, it's going to be totally different now, right? They're going to embrace analytics more. What do you say to that?
Yeah, embrace analytics, embrace scouting, embrace whatever you have to embrace. You got to win. And if you win four divisions in 6 years and you win a world championship in 8 years, then you succeeded. And if you didn't, all the computers and all the scouts and all the development people in the world have failed. And there's a lot of ways to win in this game, and there's a lot of ways to build championship rosters, and when you have people with smart ideas and diverse opinions, and that I think that's the healthiest thing you could have. We had it here, and I think that that's the reason we had such success in the organization.
Mike Rizzo, on with the Junkies earlier this morning. You can listen to the whole thing by going to the 106.7 The Fan website. How do people listen to that interview? Is by going to the Junkies on Twitter and linking to it, Max?
Yeah, you can go on the Odyssey app.
I should know. It's pretty bad.
No,
my fault.
Good. You can go on the Odyssey app and play it back anytime with the playback.
The Odyssey app, of course. Yep. Yeah. Okay. It was a good interview. Mike, ducked a lot, but also you could tell, and they asked the questions that would at least give him a chance to go on, and you could tell how he kind of really felt. I wish him the best, and I wish the new people the best. Meantime, by the way, they did start last night with their new interim manager, Miguel Cairo, and their new interim GM, Mike DiBartolo, and they lost 4-2 in St. Louis in that first game without him. James Wood, another RBI, even though he struck out three times. All right, when we come back, yesterday, somebody very important to this DMV area passed away. Too young. We'll talk about him with one of his longtime friends and even going way back in the day, competitors. Next, Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, here's what's trending. Chet Holmgren has agreed to a rookie max extension with the Oklahoma City Thunder with 5 years and worth up to $250 million. Tampa Bay Bucks left tackle Tristan Wirfs will begin the season on the PUP list following a knee injury sustained last season. He will miss the first four games. And the Nats, they fall to the Cardinals by a score of 4-2. Jake Irvin goes six innings with getting three strikeouts and giving up three hits. C.J. Abrams went 2-for-4 with two singles. The Nats continue their series in St. Louis tonight. 7:45 is the first pitch. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 7:15 on The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.